This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with your newest instructor, Frank Pacheco. He's in Canada, and he's got a lot of experience in the appliance HVAC system installation and repair arena. And, Frank, I wanted to ask you about, since we're talking about dryers, clothes dryers, do you have, well, before I say that, how often should you clean the dryer lint screen on the dryer?
Every time you've done your drying, you would be surprised how many people forget that the next time around, and it's just like, wow. And, of course, as soon as that thing gets caked with lint, two things happen. As that air keeps on forcing, because the dryer blower has a pretty substantial force, it starts to force that lint into the little micron mesh, which then it starts to plug up. You should be able to see light through that screen before you put it back in. And don't be afraid to wash it every now and then. Now, once you wash it, let it dry. But, drying is done. The clothes are folded, as my wife likes me to have them. But then you forget. But then the next time, it might be a different person. And so, therefore, as soon as you finish your clothes, not before you start, but as soon as you finish doing your job, as Kathy says, complete the job. I love her class too. get that lint trap out, clean the lint trap, so whoever comes along doesn't have to second guess if that lint is cleaned or not. And another thing that I wanted to say to complete with the dryer, because I mean I've been in many different situations, many big homes where venting needs to be, for whatever reason, you know, architects don't seem to think that appliances and things are that important, so they never seem to have these things in the proper place, i.e. by an outside wall, is there are exhaust vents. Like, it's so important. If your dryer is going more than 10 feet, let's say 20, 30 feet, then sometimes that has to happen. There are proper dryer exhaust vents that can help you with that venting situation. Because if you don't do it, you are putting a lot of stress on that element. And the time that will take your clothes, because there is a sensor in there that says, A, I've got, this dryer is going over 140 degrees Fahrenheit temperature. I'm going to shut it off. Okay, shuts off the element. But then the motor, then of course your clothes are not dry by the time 40 minutes. Now you're going, spending an hour doing your clothes and so on and so forth. So there are solutions for everything. You just have to know that they are available.
Now, when you talked about that sensor, that switch, it's a switch, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
Class, there's a dryer element for an electric dryer. And it's either powered by 220 or 240 volts, depending on the age of your dryer and what it's rated for and the voltage that's in your breaker panel or your fuse panel. Well, there's a thermo disk, and what it does is it senses the temperature of the air coming off the element. And the idea is that element is glowing red hot, certainly hot enough to burn paper, certainly hot enough to burn lint. And it could cause a fire if that thermo disk did not shut off the heating element in your dryer that heats the air. So that's kind of an interesting thing. And I've had one of those go bad when I was a child, and I traced it down, and I was able to replace that for my parents. Now, have you seen that? Is that a common problem or not?
It is a very common problem, especially when all of a sudden you have no heat in your dryer. That's one of the most common things to go and look for. And they're usually around the element, you know, for those that want to be adventurous. As always, unplug your dryer. And with an ohmmeter, I'm sure the class, most of us will know what an ohmmeter is. And if you don't have a multimeter, which is a meter that checks all volts, ohms, and so on and so forth, every class, every person that takes this class should have one available. And you do an ohm test, and you see if it's working or not. One of the things that you'll find most of the time is burnt wires around that little controller. And then you have to repair it. But, yeah, good for you. How old were you when you were doing that? For your
maybe 12, 13, 14, something like that.
Wow.
But I did have an ohm meter. Actually, it was an analog ohm meter. And, I still have it, believe it or not. I still have it very, very
wow,
from the 60s.
12 years old, fixing your mom. She must have loved you.
Well, you know, I was very interested in electricity. I really was.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I learned how to add circuits to the breaker panel. I was very interested in everything. I did a lot of reading. I was dyslexic,
mm-hmm.
and I was diagnosed as being dyslexic, I guess, and I couldn't read. I could not read. The words would jump around on the page. But what I did was I forced myself to read things I liked to read. So I read the Lafayette Radio and Electronics Catalog, the Sears Catalog, even the Radio Shack Catalog, which was nowhere near as good as Lafayette Radio and Electronics. But I read, you know, Popular Mechanics, Popular Science, things I loved to learn about. And so, you know, I knew a little bit about those things, probably enough to be dangerous. But I worked on them anyway. And what you said about unplugging the dryer before you work on a class, in today's world, you're looking at 240 volts. It can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
It can kill you. And,
yeah.
And if it doesn't, it's certainly not a joyful experience being shocked by 240 volts. It really isn't.
No.
And I've been shocked many times at 120 and 240. But so I'm pretty darn careful. But if you know, Frank, back in the 60s, an electric dryer was hardwired in, just like an electric dishwasher was hardwired in. So there was no receptacle with a pigtail cable and plug on it. We'd plug the dryer into the wall or plug the dishwasher in with a plug and a receptacle under the dishwasher. They were hardwired in. And then what happened is we went from 220 volts back in, let's say, the 60s, for example. Somewhere about 20 years ago, we went to a three-wire plug for a dryer. So instead of being hardwired in, it was a plug. And then it went from three wires to four wires. So in the last 10 years or so, it's a four-wire plug. Do you have any thoughts about what this fourth wire is all about? To me, I don't quite understand why there's a L1, L2, which are the two hot wires,
yeah,
240 volts, and then there's a common. Okay,
neutral,
I understand why that, because of the electric motor being 120 volts. But what's the fourth? Why do we have two commons or a ground and a common? Why four instead of three?
Obviously, the one, and that's the most important one, which totally protects anyone from a shock. I mean, if there was ever a shock. Are you still there, Vince?
Hello? Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, it's just I've been hearing little clicks on my phone. If there was ever a short inside that dryer, hopefully it would go to ground, and ground is the whole frame of the dryer, which would then obviously break the breaker or blow the fuse. Now, the reason why all those wires, for example, the 240 volts, the L1 and L2, is to power the element. Once you double the voltage, you decrease the current, so it makes a dryer being practical when you're using. Now, there are 120 volt dryers with 120 heating elements, but they're much more expensive to use. The neutral is because all the electronics, including the drive motor, is 120 volts. And, of course, then, as I said, then there's that fourth wire, the ground wire, which in my mind is the most important wire, and that is to help, especially with a dryer, when you're so close to a laundry or a tub or and you're close to plumbing, and boy, if there was ever a short and you didn't know and you were touching that dryer and touching the water or something beside that dryer, you could literally get electrocuted. So that's very, very important, that fourth wire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it used to be combined with the third wire or the neutral. The common, the ground,
it used
all
to be,
one.
Yes, but obviously through testing and things like that, they have made a decision. I mean, it is still in your panel, they're still kind of together, but it provides a direct path if there was ever a short in the dryer.
Yeah, I think it's another path, so that if one mm-hmm. of the paths...
Yes.
If one of the, let's say the common were to fail, the ground would be there and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I guess it's another path as well.
It is an additional way. A more direct path in the sense that the neutral wire goes through different components in the dryer, where this one is simply goes right through, bypasses all the components and right through the fuse panel. And, so, another thing that I wanted to say, because I'm very excited, as you probably can tell, I'm so pleased to be part of an instructor in your class. As I said, I've been listening to your program for many years. I'm hoping that I'll be invited again in the near future, because I do have a lot of things to say. So I don't have to say everything today. Isn't that right, Vince?
Well, about being invited in the future, Frank, maybe I made an assumption. I was thinking Mondays.
For sure, nope.
The way the schedule is right now, Dr. Sergey and Dr. Mm-hmm. Norm Shuley are the first half hour of Monday's
mm-hmm.
class. And if you'd mm-hmm. like to be with me for the second hour and a half,
mm-hmm.
It's yours.
I love that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's one other question. Gas versus electric dryers. Oh, wait, before we do that, I just wanted to mention that on some older Whirlpool electric dryers, the screen, the lint screen is on the top, and what you do is just pull this little plastic handle, and out comes this long, flexible screen. And what I've seen is the screen will rip after being used many times in, out, etc., flexing. The screen will rip, and then the lint will bypass a small portion of the screen, and that could add to so much more lint in the ductwork, which could cause premature failure. Is that correct?
Absolutely right. It's a great feature of having that lint trap on top, hydrant. As you probably know, that the Whirlpool English brand in Canada, they used to call them English and then Whirlpool. That's the only dryer that has that. It's a beautiful feature, so easy. It does trap a lot of dirt, a lot of lint, and yes, they do get ripped, and that's why when you're taking that long thing out, and you're supposed to inspect if the grid and the mesh is not being plugged up and for small little rips. They're still available. I have no problems getting parts for old Whirlpool appliances. Lots of problems getting for newer other makes of dryers. But
when we come back, can we talk about gas versus electric dryers?
Yeah,
your preference,
okay. Yep,
your preference, yep. And why?
Yep.
We'll be right back
yep.
with Frank Pacheco.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Frankie said something very interesting. And so this morning when I was getting ready for the broadcast, I was opening the drawer, and there were my T-shirts. They're all washed and folded neatly in the chest of drawers where my T-shirts are. And I was thinking, and this was before the broadcast, before you said this, I was thinking how fortunate I am to have a wife who loves me so much that she didn't just throw the T-shirts in the drawer, she folded them. And those things, I've been married to Mrs. Finelli for a very long time, not quite 50 years, but for a very long time, almost, over 40, that's for sure. And she does that. She takes the extra time, and it's the kind of thing you really don't notice, right? You just kind of take it for granted. Well, after all these years, I realized how significant that was. So when you mentioned that about your wife and Kathy in Ohio, I assume that's the Kathy you were talking about.
Yeah,
right?
Yes.
Kathy in Ohio.
Kathy, Ohio.
Yep. And of course Sharon. So you and Kyle and Kathy's husband and I are really fortunate that we have these gals with us.
Yes.
Behind
right,
us. Alongside of us.
Yes.
I don't mean behind of us in a secondary way, I mean supporting us.
And
taking care
I love
of
the
us.
Way you say Mrs. Finelli, because most people say my wife this, my wife that. That's so much in my heart, respect and love for your wife that you have. Yeah.
Well, and some guys don't even say their wife. They say she.
She. Yeah. She. No,
yeah. I wanted to tell you, I have the highest regard for you. And you know, class, if you're wondering how this happened, it's the way it almost always happens. Instructors-to-be seem to call in and contact the broadcast class, and I like them so well because they figured out what they wanted to say. They say it concisely, clearly, cogently, and it's on point, and it has merit, and it has value, and the content is just appropriate, apropos to the class. And then I invite those people on. So if you're wondering how Greg became part of USA Prepares, or Kyle, or Kathy, or many of the other instructors.
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
Yeah.
And that's how it happened with Frank. By the way, Frank, I want you to know that this is your first major class. I mean, you were on before, but this is the, you know, the first major class. You have hit it out of the park in terms of ranking.
No.
I'm looking at the ranking right now. Absolutely unbelievable. You are ahead of, at the moment, KSFO. That's AM Radio San Francisco.
Wow.
You're ahead of them. You're ahead of Bill Handel on the Law. You are, ahead of 1010 WINS News Radio. I mean, it's unbelievable how Morning Edition, you know, NPR, you're ahead of them.
Wow.
You're ahead of BBC Radio. I'm going to send you a print screen of this. So in case you're wondering, is it just you and me? Yeah, it is, but there's a whole bunch more in class today, a whole bunch of students and instructors. So I want to say thank you. The content is outstanding.
Wow.
So back to gas versus electric. What are your preferences in terms of a dryer, the economics of it, the longevity, the maintenance, the usability, the usefulness? What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, Vince, I thank God every day for the fortune thing that I know so much about so many things. I'm not putting myself up here, but I've taken the time to get my gas license and taken the time to get certified in the electrical plants. So I happen to do both. There's a need for both. I mean, if you're off the grid, one has to then decide, well, I mean, I can't run a full-fledged dryer at 25 amps or 20 amps. So you kind of have to revert to the gas dryer. It's not my favorite because, obviously, a number of things, even though propane sometimes is cheaper than hydro, you are drying your clothes through combustion air. There's no doubt about it. I mean, there's a bit of an element, very much like a gas cooktop, and that element is there, and a blower is forcing that combustion air through your clothes and out. It kind of hinders you from doing other things with a dryer. It's not kosher, but can be done.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. UPS and the Teamsters Union will return to the bargaining table this week. The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says the U.S. soldier who crossed the border into North Korea made a serious mistake. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says he's worried North Korea will try to exact a price for the release of Private Travis King. At least 6 people dead following a series of weekend shootings in the Chicago area. That violence breaking out Friday when a man was fatally shot during an armed robbery. Since then, more than 20 others were injured in shootings, with the victims ranging in age from 13 to 64. Israel's parliament meeting today for a vote on the controversial overhaul of the judicial system pushed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu just released from the hospital after being fitted with a pacemaker. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Flashy.
Take my.
When you go to the TV,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, it's delightful broadcasting with Frank. He's the real deal, class. He really is. And right off the top, I changed gears on him. We had a class syllabus, which is really good for probably the rest of the year. I'm not kidding. And we talked about gas dryers, which really wasn't on the class syllabus the way it's being fleshed out today. And he knows the topic inside and out. So, and electric dryers and the wiring and the safety precautions and the failure points and the lessons to extend the life of your equipment, your appliances. Here's So the question is gas versus electric. So when Frank was talking about the gas dryer, literally, class, this is like a blowtorch, okay, a propane torch, with a blower behind it to mix the heated air and tumble the clothes through the heated air through this torch or this burner element, kind of like your gas stove. It's what it's really like. So you are literally tumbling your clothes through the exhaust chimney of this burner. It's absolutely for sure. What are your thoughts about that versus the electric?
Well, a number more things, and then I'll talk about the electric dryers. You never know when that flame is going to start burning yellow. We would call it a soot flame. And then you can imagine what your clothes would look like when that flame becomes yellow, like a carbon flame, like a neck candle, a yellow flame. But there are a lot of more important things. Again, please understand, there is sometimes a need for that. I mean, people off-grid, they may not have another choice, huh? Other than drying their clothes up in the air. And just as a side offense, I remember you saying that sometimes you'd put your clothes in your house to dry. I'm just imagining. This is, I think that was many years ago you were talking about.
And we still do. And we still do. We took a clothes rod and hung it at the top of the door jamb. We used some cup hooks used to hang cups in the kitchen cupboard, and I had one at each end of a clothes rod, and then I have two cup hooks at each end of the door jamb, and so I can, you know, if we were to have visitors, I could take that down. But in the meantime, I can hang hangers on it, and I can hang clothes on it, you know, should it be inclement weather or raining or whatever the reason is. But we do have an electric dryer, and we do have a gas dryer, but none of them is hooked up, and we haven't used it in going on 18 years. So let's talk about the gas dryer and the clothes. Doesn't the sulfur content in the gas combustion, doesn't that destroy some of the elastic in the fabrics?
It does, yes, for sure. Yeah. And then there's the other safety component, where if your lint, if your venting has some sort of a crack in it, now you got carbon monoxide coming into your house and so on. So you have to be more vigilant with a gas dryer than it is with an electric dryer. So, yeah. So it's not my preferred way of drying this. The other thing, too, is it's a very hard dryer to repair, because when you start getting into the combustion part, the burner part of a gas dryer, it starts to be dangerous, and if you have no idea what you're doing, then there's the possibility of an explosion, and you don't want that. Where, now going to electric dryers, almost any class, almost anybody can actually repair them. They're the easiest appliance to repair. And in an electric dryer, the things that go wrong are so obvious. I mean, no heat. Okay, well, no heat. Could be the element, using your meter. Could be that little sensor that you're talking about. Making noises. Like, it's a very common thing. And here's a trick for the class. A dryer has rollers that the main drum runs around, but they also have what we call an idler wheel, which is a very tiny little wheel where the belt kind of goes around. And by knowing those sounds, by knowing that if it's a very high-pitched sound, you can almost say, oh, that's what we call the idler wheel. It's a very small wheel where the belt goes around. And if you hear a kind of a hum sound, wah, sound, then you can say, oh, that's probably the rollers in the back that are doing that. And it's so for our class people, you know, it's one of the easiest. Don't be afraid to try to repair your own electric dryer. Be a little bit more afraid for the gas dryer.
Yeah, because they're multiple systems, and and you're absolutely right. And what I have seen with gas burners is, for some reason, as they age, and I don't think it's time dependent, I think it's use dependent, as they are used more and more, the orifices or the holes in the burner seem to get larger and larger and larger. And sometimes you'll see that yellow flame that you're talking about, which is has a lot of unburned gas,
mm-hmm.
which manifests as black carbon, mm-hmm. which would turn white clothes kind of a grayer color, right?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. seen many of those.
I have a question for you that's way off topic, but it's something I have to fix.
Okay.
And I've been working on this, so you've heard me talk about this propane tank that we bought. It was built in 1954.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty old, almost as old as I am. And there's some moisture inside the glass or plastic view port on the level gauge, or the level, the float level.
Mm-hmm.
So, class, what I'm talking about is the 500-gallon tank, and the way you determine, the easy way to determine how much liquid propane is in the tank is you look down. Usually these gauges are at the top. You look down, there's a little plastic window. It's about, maybe an inch and a half by an inch and a half square. Sometimes four screws, sometimes two that hold this lens in place, like the face of a watch lens, if you will, and it has moisture on the inside. Now, the tank is virtually empty. I mean, it's just a little bit of residual pressure, probably almost no liquid propane in it, so it's just gas propane, and I want to get that out. It just bothers me. So, have you ever experienced getting that moisture out of one of these? It doesn't happen very often.
Well, obviously, I mean the appliance repair section of things, the propane tanks become the problem of the distributor.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways that you, when they're filling, one of the things that they're going to do is bleed that tank. There's a bit of a small little pin on top where mm-hmm. they will open that up, and as they let propane, and as you've said before, it goes into that tank as a liquid, it will flush that moisture and that that's inside there and replace it with propane vapor. And by then, that will disappear. But unless you're... Well, you have nothing inside your tank at the moment?
No, no.
No?
Just a little bit of pressure. It's in the inches, maybe
mm-hmm.
an inch of mercury.
Yeah. No, I'm going to say that wait until you get that filled up by your propane supplier, and that will disappear.
Wonderful. What I was thinking as an alternative was hook this up to our generator to test the cycle of the generator, consume the rest of the propane while I'm diagnosing the generator, and then
right.
flush it with compressed air, the tank with compressed air, and then attach, once I'm sure that I've gotten the propane out of the tank, then hook up a vacuum pump to the propane tank and evacuate it so that the moisture will boil off at less than 212 degrees.
I'm quite sure when you get that propane tank filled, and it's been a quite an interesting tank that you've gotten there, right?
Yeah.
Mind you, that's a good deal. I mean, that's like a $2,000 tank that you got there from what it costs up here in Canada. So, I think you paid $500 or something like that.
No, $350 plus fuel to go get it.
Yeah.
And the guy that sold it to me was really nice because we talked on the phone, and I said, well, we're going to have to go to Kansas to get it. Can you hold it for me? And, from Missouri to Kansas. So it's an all-day trip. I mean, literally mm-hmm. all day, maybe a total of 10 to 12 hours. And,
wow.
And he was, and it didn't misrepresent it. It was a great, it's a fabulous tank. I'm really mm-hmm. delighted.
Yeah.
By the way, the older tanks are heavier in terms
for
of
sure.
the thickness of the steel than the new ones.
Everything is heavier in the olden days.
Yeah.
The joke of our industry, it takes two men to take an appliance out and one man to carry it in.
what a great line. Absolutely true. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
But I do want to say this for our classmates that want to go through that adventure, make sure that it has that. Remember, we talked about that label, because there's tanks And then there's cylinders. Tanks, which has that label that we talked about at one time in our email, means it's almost certified for life.
Right.
But cylinders, like propane cylinders, they're only good for 10 years, so don't get caught. Because when a supplier comes to deliver the propane, that's what they're going to look for. Oh, yeah, this is a tank. It's guaranteed. But if they don't see that label, and maybe you want to explain to our class what label we're talking about that shows that the water column is on this gas, then don't even look at it.
Yeah, what Frank is talking about, class, is if you want to buy a propane tank, one that you're going to set outside your house, whether it be in the ground or above ground, and I've done both, and I recommend above ground. I really do, because the in-ground tanks will rust, no question about it. It is it's sitting in moisture like all the time. Unless you're in the desert, it's in moisture all the time. And then you have metallic plumbing somewhere, whether it be a copper line or an iron line, or whether it be a PEX line, yellow PEX plastic.
Mm-hmm.
There is metal contact with the ground. And when that happens, there is corrosion, potential for corrosion. So what the tank manufacturers do is for in-ground tanks, is they have a sacrificial anode with a heavy gauge copper wire attached to it, to the metal steel of the tank, and you throw that in the hole when you start to fill up the hole, you know, when you're burying the tank. And the idea is that anode will sacrifice itself until it is depleted, and then the tank sacrifices itself. So I think that the best way to go is an above ground tank.
Yes.
Off the ground. Yes, so that absolutely. The belly of the tank does not touch the ground in any way. And I got to tell you, after built in 1954, this tank has virtually no rust. Virtually none.
Mm-hmm.
And it's heavy. It weighs 949 pounds. It's 10 feet long. And it's pretty darn heavy. And, you know, mm-hmm. four guys are not going to move this tank when it's empty. Certainly not going to move it when it's full. But I had one, you know, Frank, not on the syllabus, but you teach college, and I'd love to know, what are the students like when they enter your classes? Are they really excited about learning this profession, or are they doing it just because they need a job? What is their attitude like, and how do they approach it?
Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank, I mentioned you hit it out of the park. I mean, right out of the gate. And so I just checked for the ranking. And there are, 700,000+ podcasts going on in the in North America. And right this minute, your class in podcast is number 26.
Wow.
Out of every...
Well, I'm happy for you and for us, for me and for our class, that we're doing something that people are enjoying.
Yeah, well, I sent you a copy, so you get a chance to see it live, and and the streaming version. So, anyway, Frank,
teaching
tank versus cylinder class. If you have an old propane tank, it may not be able to be refilled because they're date stamped, and there's a date code. So maybe next class we'll talk a little bit more about how to read that. Also, if you exchange your tank and get one at the big box store, you will not be getting a full gas load. It will be about 25% less propane in the same cylinder that you could have filled yourself. And I checked the price locally. It's $12 to get a full load of propane in one of those barbecue cylinders, whereas it costs way more than that to get 25% less propane at the big box store.
Yes.
Just want to share that with you.
Yeah.
Frank, students, what are they looking for? What are their attitudes coming into your college class?
I need to clarify that I don't teach anymore, as my thing to. But the funny part is this morning as I was waiting to come on, my mind took me back to when I was teaching. And it was so interesting because I was kind of had this nervous of excitement. And you go in front of the class and there's 40 eyes looking at you. But then I realized I don't have 40 eyes looking at me in my office. But, there's a class of 40 people. There will be all kinds. There will be the students that want to test you out. There will be the students that are there because they were forced from different situations. And then there are the students, which are like our class. They're there. They have a piece of paper in their hand, they have a pen, and they're ready to absorb knowledge. And those are the people that have made it in life. So, 40 people looking at you and me trying to impart what I do know has made quite a number of them very successful in their adventures with their businesses. So I guess you were also a teacher at one time, weren't you, eh?
Yeah, yes. Finelli and I had a computer manufacturing company, yeah. And we gave it to the public school system. And my intent was to teach students in a rural village where, I mean, very few people live there, how to start their own business. But what I did was I used the vehicle of manufacturing computers to do that. So I taught them how to build computers, how to design them, how to manufacture them, how to assure quality, how to test them, how to work with customers, how to write the manuals, the user manuals, how to teach the customers to self-diagnose their own computers, and how to live with their computers. So we taught the manufacturing process, the inventory process, the bookkeeping, the working with the customers, every aspect of business, including Dress for Success, every aspect of it. And the vehicle was simply a product that people really liked back in the 90s, which was a personal computer. So we built about 8,000 of them and serviced them and built the networks. And it was a really fun thing.
Yeah.
And you indicated to me that you really like working with your customers and being able to deliver economically viable solutions.
Yes. I love that.
To the customer.
The greatest part of my job. And I have no hesitation if someone calls me and says, can I do this yourself? I says, yes, this is where you can get the parts. I'm here to help you. Because, you know, it's that crazy thing, like, going to someone's house to change a fuse. Like, it doesn't hurt. In my heart hurts when I have to do something like that. Now, obviously, I've had probably up here where I live, sometimes I have to travel for an hour to get to a service call. But here's the information. Try this, and yes, if you have any problems getting it apart, this is where the screws are. Because one of the hardest things about repairing appliances, believe it or not, class, is finding out to get to the components.
Right. How to open it up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've had to use a crowbar every now and then, and it's like, oh, shit, yeah. If I only had pushed this to the front, it would have been come out nicely. Vince, I hear music.
Class, end of the broadcast class today. Class, if you'd like to ask some questions for class next time, next Monday, Frank will be with us.
Yep.
Instructor@usaprepares.com.
Wow.
Instructor@usaprepares.com. I'll forward those questions to Frank. We will discuss them, and we'll see if we can do what we did for James, who wrote that wonderful email to us.
Thank you so much.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.